So which online site is right for your niche or for your product? Now, all selling channels and platforms pretty much operate the same way. Craigslist, eBay, Amazon, and even other sites like Etsy. There's an app you can download to sell your stuff called OfferUp. They pretty much operate the same way. Now, once you have all the basic information down, the basic foundation, such as your ad copy or description, your pictures, your price, your title, and all that, what you can do is spread your ad on multiple channels, depending on the item, for maximum exposure. Now, you might be wondering, how do I determine whether it's better to sell my item on Craigslist versus eBay and etc.? Now, what I recommend is always aim to post your items on every different website, as many websites as you can. There's a few conditions to this. One of them is that if it's something like a large piece of furniture or a large item that you're definitely not going to be shipping, you don't have to bother trying to post it on eBay or Amazon, but rather post it on a local site such as Craigslist. That way, it's going to be a local sale, and most likely the buyer is going to come and pick up the item when they pay you for it. But there are some guidelines to just keep in mind about each different website, because they're all kind of designed with specific characteristics and either target specific products or generally highlight, you know, specific types of products. So with that being said, let's go over each different website and kind of highlight their own perks and downsides. Okay. So the top three websites for buying and selling items are eBay, Craigslist, and Amazon. So eBay is great for buying and selling, you know, collectibles, brand names, and rare items in a global market, which is cool because eBay basically is a worldwide marketplace, okay? You're reaching the whole world when you buy something or sell something on eBay. And it's such a large marketplace, but not just that, there are a ton of people on eBay. It's the most saturated market, okay? So that's why, for example, if you have an item that you bought and you're trying to flip it, let's say you post it on Craigslist and it's just not selling. You know, it's been a week passes, 2 week passes, and next thing you know, months pass. It's just not selling. What you should do, or should have done from the beginning, but is, you know, let's say you didn't get around to it. The solution to that is simply post it on eBay, and it'll automatically boost your chances to sell that item because it's such a giant, you know, massive marketplace with so many people that your chances of selling it just basically skyrockets. Okay. So again, eBay is similar to Amazon in that it is an international market and it has its own app to monitor your items. And another perk about eBay is that they have an auction process, which is really easy to use. But not just that, when you have an auction, when you post your item as an auction, it attracts more traffic than even Amazon. So that means you suddenly have a bidding war, and a lot of times you can even get a price higher than what you originally wanted to get, you know, by going the auction route. Third thing about eBay is that it's a great place to sell collectibles, rare and unique items, as well as things like antiques. So for example, if you, let's say you have some kind of rare antique, you know, clock or some other item, and it's fairly a small item, but you know that there's a decent value to it. You know, if you post it on Craigslist, that's fine and all, but keep in mind that it, you may have trouble doing two things. Number one, selling it for a price that you want, or a pretty good price. And number two, selling it, period. Because Craigslist is just, you know, it's more commonly used for the sales of more local, bulkier items like cars, furniture, and etc. And again, like I said, don't let this discourage you from posting it on Craigslist, but just keep that in mind. Post it on every channel, but just keep, you know, I just want to basically teach you about, you know, the three different sites and what their most common characteristics are, just so you have an understanding. So, yeah, so that, let's say you have that antique clock, you post it on eBay and you take, you know, really good pictures, awesome description, you know, the whole, pretty much everything there is to creating a killer ad, which I teach you in this blueprint. So all that is done. You post it on eBay. You either post it as a fixed price, meaning it's just one price. It's just a fixed price. You know, it's like, let's say you want to sell it for $100. That's what it's going to be posted as. Or you post it as an auction, meaning it's going to be, you know, people are going to land on it, put in their bid. And then let's say if it's a 7-day auction, by the end of that 7 days, you will have the highest bid, and hopefully someone would have bought it by then. But so that's what eBay is more often used for. Another thing eBay is great for is other random, you know, type smaller items, like, you know, maybe coffee mugs or especially clothing. Let's say I have a piece of clothing. Let's say I have a nice, pair of jeans. That's pretty pricey, pretty expensive, you know, killer quality name brand. On Craigslist, I might get a lower price for it, if anyone at all, you know, but with something very specific, such as a piece of clothing that requires, you know, where the person needs to get the exact size and fit and all that, it's just the smarter way to go is to post it on eBay, because you're more likely with all those more people on eBay, you're more likely to find that one guy or girl who raises their hand and they're like, okay, yeah, those are my size. I've been looking for those. Let me pay you for them, and etc. So now the downside of eBay is that it does charge fees. Okay. It does charge fees for every item you post, but these are dependent on the categories, not necessarily a percentage of the sale. It usually is a percentage of the sale, but the thing is that, like I said, if it's a harder item to sell and you're kind of forced to post it on eBay, it's totally worth it. I mean, would you rather not sell the item for anything or sell it for a good price with just having to pay like a 10% fee, for example? So eBay also has a online fee calculator. So if you just Google eBay fee calculator, you'll be able to, basically it lets you choose a category for your item and all the fine details, you know, like the price, the shipping and all that. And then it'll calculate everything and give you a estimate of what the fee will be if your item sells at X dollars or whatever price you have. Another thing is the shipping. You will have to pay to ship the item, depending on, you know, how big it is and etc. And then fixed price. Now, like I said before, the fixed price option lets you sell it for a set price. So, and eBay has an online calculator that will tell you what's owed as far as, what the fee will be, like I mentioned before. So getting into eBay, I would recommend, I mean, this is just my personal opinion, you know, start out with selling smaller items, you know, simple items just to go through the motions. And once you really get more familiar with how it works and whatnot, you can start using it more and more. Okay. Because once you truly learn how to use eBay and maximize it, you'll be making a lot of money on eBay. Okay. A lot of people make their full-time livings on eBay. I know a few people who make $5,000 per month just from eBay sales. So they work at home. They just sell on eBay. So it's nothing local whatsoever. They just buy things in bulk and then they flip them all on eBay, and they're making a great living doing that. So eBay is definitely a beast when it comes to the flipping business. I've made a lot of money through eBay. The second channel, second place, the marketplace, is Craigslist. Now, Craigslist is mainly used for more local sales of bulkier items like cars, furniture. But with that being said, don't let that limit you or limit your thinking. I keep trying to reinforce that you should be posting things on every avenue or every channel. That way you get maximum exposure, okay? But let's go over some points about Craigslist. Number one, it's free to use, which is awesome. You don't have to pay anything to get started. That means if you have something sitting around at home right now that you want to get rid of or sell or monetize, you can literally jump on Craigslist and create an account, create an ad for it within minutes. And within minutes or within a couple hours even, you can start making money. You know, you can find a buyer and they'll pay you for that item. So that's really cool. You know, actually just the other day, I bought a like a side table / TV entertainment stand. I bought it and that same night I posted on Craigslist, and the next morning I got two people wanting to come buy it. So Craigslist is awesome because it's really quick. It's really fast. The second thing about Craigslist is it has this awesome, massive free section for items you can flip. So that means that literally anybody can start making money flipping things with $0 up front. And what does that mean? That means you can literally jump on Craigslist right now, jump on the free section, you know, find 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 items, go pick them up for free and bring them home, clean them up, improve them, take awesome pictures, create a way better description than they did, repost them and sell them. And you're basically creating money out of nothing but your energy, creativity, and time. So, that's another cool thing about Craigslist. It's this giant marketplace, where people are always, you know, around the clock, constantly posting items for free. Now, it depends. It's also location dependent. So that means if you're in a bigger city, you might find better things versus like if you live out in the country, but still, I've made hundreds of dollars just from the free section of Craigslist. People are posting around the clock, so you can always find a deal. And like I said, when you're looking in the free section of Craigslist for things to flip, always remember those two rules I told you. Everything sells and have the balls to buy, but in this instance, you're picking it up. So don't look at an item in the free section with your own eyes. Like, oh, like that's ugly. I wouldn't have that. Don't look at items like that. Think about the market. Is this something that someone would pay for? Or is this something that someone might need or use? Okay. Because like I said, you're in this to flip things. You're not in this to pick things up for yourself and whatnot. So that is the second great point about Craigslist. The third point I want to cover on Craigslist is that once you start selling, I guess this point is kind of applicable to any website, but I've used it the most on Craigslist. But once you start selling a lot of one particular item, for me, for example, keyboards, you can create these templates that you can keep reusing over and over again. So that means, let's say I sell a keyboard, I create an awesome ad that really sells the product. It's just like a rock star ad with killer pictures, killer description. You know, if I sell the keyboard, let's say that same year, I sell 20 more of that same keyboard. Instead of having to, you know, recreate the ad every time, as long as it's the same model and all the other general info, I can just reuse that same template I used the first time. That way, literally, when I buy the keyboard again, I just take, you know, 60 seconds, copy and paste the same description, etc., and the same photos, and post it up. And that basically, you know, you're almost automating things because you have your template already created that you can use for your ads. The fourth point is quick sales. I mean, like I mentioned before, you post something up for sale, you can sell it really quickly. Okay, the last point, the fifth point, is that it's quick cash. So unlike eBay or Amazon, where you're getting, paid via PayPal or something like that, on Craigslist, it's just straight up cash, which is awesome because you can basically see that it's real and it's really working. And also you don't have to worry about having it go through your bank or, you know, PayPal or waiting for it. It's just quick cash, which is always a good thing. So the last site we're going to go over is Amazon. Now, Amazon is similar to eBay. You can sell many things, but it is popular for some things that it's popular for is CDs, DVDs, and books. The first point on Amazon is that, again, like eBay, you can sell a lot more because it's a national and global market. So you've got, you know, millions of people using it. The second point is that the money goes directly into your bank account, which is pretty cool. The third point is you can use the app to track your ads on the go. So they have an app. I've never used this myself, but they have an app you can just download to your smartphone where you can track all your ads straight from your phone. The fourth point, which is kind of a downside, but you have to understand why these websites do this, but they charge a fee or a, you know, percentage for, all of your transactions and sales. So Amazon is pretty similar to eBay. But it's a different marketplace. They're both, you know, monsters. They're both giants in this game. So, Amazon is good for not just selling things, but it's also good for buying things. You know, let's say you come across something for, you know, a really good price, you know, it's worth more and you can flip it. You can buy it on Amazon and resell it on eBay or Craigslist. So that basically covers the three giants, the three websites that you are going to be using. There's also other apps such as really, really powerful app called OfferUp. Now with OfferUp, it's cool because you can quickly post something for sale on your phone. And it's yet another marketplace that you can tap into, which is everybody who has a smartphone who is using OfferUp. So I think the quickest thing I've ever sold was using this app called OfferUp, which I posted something and like less than 25 minutes later, I had sold it. So OfferUp is another awesome resource you should be using to, you know, make money flipping things. Okay. Download it on your smartphone and check it out for sure.